we've been talking tonight about the launch of Samsung's latest Galaxy phone in New York. Just about now, it's seen as the biggest rival to Apple's iPhone. Sean Farrington is in. We'll get more from you on that, Sean, in a moment. But Carissa, we've been asking, never mind the apps that are already out there. Somebody's actually said, what is an app on the text? An app is simply an application, little function that you can have on the text. And what are the apps that haven't been invented that people want to hear about?
So Lewis in Cambridge, I could do with an app connected to my car keys so that when I'm in a rush on a Monday morning and can't find them, the app will tell me where they are.
Shall we give that a... Yeah, I think we shall, as opposed to a...
Yes. Yeah. What about an app that renders the phone useless when the car is started? That's from Alan on the M4.
So that you couldn't possibly drive in your car. I think we're going to give that a... Although, if you were in the passenger seat, you might be a bit
yes.
annoyed.
And
oh, hold on a minute.
What about an app that automatically writes and sends Christmas and birthday cards for family and friends and doesn't forget anyone?
Oh, yeah, in your own handwriting as well. So it looks like you've really done it. I'm going to give that a, and a double one of those.
Somebody writing these down, we can make a fortune.
So, Sean, bit of a ding-dong battle then between Samsung, whose latest Galaxy is out tonight in New York, And the Apple iPhone, which I suppose was the originator in that field, but clearly Samsung and the Galaxy have caught up pretty quick.
Yeah, if they were two football teams, you'd say they've been battling both on the pitch and off the pitch. On the pitch, in the stores where we see the phones, Samsung's managed to become a real big rival to Apple. One set of analyst forecasts say Samsung will sell 290 million smartphones this year, whereas the iPhone may only sell about 180 million.
Really? So they'll outsell Apple, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, already towards the end of last year, Samsung's S3 phone was outselling the iPhone.
Really?
But Apple do make a lot of money off each phone they sell, and that's where Apple's got its big strength from. Off the pitch, in the courtrooms, that's where we've probably heard most, every week almost, Samsung and Apple are in the news. They've been suing each other for ripping off each other's patents. Patents. I never really know which one.
Depends if you're British or American.
Patents. Let's go with patents. In almost every continent you can imagine. Anyway, get a bit more information now. Eddie Murphy's with us. He's a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Good evening, Eddie.
Good evening, Sean. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. Are you excited about this evening?
Well, I'm sure it's another one of these ding-dongs between the two companies that where they compare technologies and try and win our hearts and minds.
Okay, I've just got the stream in the background here, and the curtains are finally raised, and one of the bosses at Samsung has just come on stage. So I think everybody's going to find out pretty shortly what this phone's going to look like. Is it how big a deal is this for Samsung? You know, the S3 was a successful phone for them. The S4, as we expect it's going to be called, how big is this?
Well, it's a very big deal. I mean, the S3 actually saw Samsung overtake Apple in the smartphone market, and that combined with the success of its other phones meant that it became the biggest seller of mobile phones in the world. Now I think it really wants to leave Apple for standing with this new technology. Now, and it should be interesting to see how that performs.
They're launching this one in New York. The S3, I think, launched in London last year. Why have they gone to New York? That's Apple's turf.
Well, yes. One of the reasons, I think, is that the US is one of the few places where the iPhone still outsells Samsung. And I think they are taking the game to Apple. They're now in New York. They've come from London. I wouldn't be at all surprised if their next launch was in California.
All this talk of Apple versus Samsung, they're two very different companies. Historically, Steve Jobs would never have sat at his home at his desk worrying about sales of a phone. He'd be trying to think of he's the former chief executive of founder of Apple. He'd have been thinking of the next big thing. How much are Apple worried about Samsung here? I mean, obviously, sales-wise, they are. Are the top brass at the company concerned?
I think they're very concerned. I mean, we've seen today that Phil Schiller, the Apple marketing chief, has been launching attacks on the Android operating system, which is the operating system that the Samsung phone uses, and the two are starting to become interchangeable in some people's minds. And it's not normal for senior Apple people to start commenting on rivals' products during the rivals' launches. Sometimes they do it during their own launches, but not during their rivals' launches. So this is a change.
And just before you go, can you just first tell me how you pronounce it? Is it patent or patent? But also, can you explain what they are and why they're so important and why we're hearing so much about Samsung and Apple to do with these patent battles?
I would say patent, but I think it's a matter of personal preference. The reason why these things are so important is because you can actually use the exclusive rights to certain technologies to lock your competitors out of aspects of the market. And these things are always a bit of a grey area. I mean, it's very, very difficult sometimes to agree whether or not some concepts should be patentable. But it's certainly something you can use to hinder your opponents and lock them out of markets, which is what Apple tried to do in the States.
Well, I'm sure
Samsung, of course, has to do in response.
I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of them. That's Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting.